up from Samachay Amadez at the Mishnah at the bottom. Barishon hayu oimim hayotze bekoilar va'amar kisu get leishti hare'elu yichtavu v'yitvu. Originally they said that there's a special heter for someone who's going out in chains and meaning he's going to be killed, as Rashi has the Harag L'Malchus, and he says, write a get for my wife. So the halacha is, even though he didn't say what he was supposed to say, he didn't say all of the lashonos which would be kisu utnu, still the halacha is that the shliach, the eidim, are allowed to go ahead and do it. Why? And Rashi explains, because agav pachtei tarn lo parish. Since he was a little bit, can imagine, a little preoccupied with what was going on in his life, right? So he wasn't thinking clearly, and he didn't speak out everything he was supposed to say. But the halacha is, therefore, we can assume that he wanted to do it properly, and you write the get. Later on, they added more. Not only someone who's in a really difficult situation, like he's going out to be killed. He's not only someone who's in that type of situation where he's totally does not have his a clear mind, but even someone who goes out layam, right? He went on a boat, and it's a dangerous situation. Not the same level of chaos. And the same thing. Someone as Yosef Bashar, he goes out to the midbar, says Rashi. He goes out to the wilderness. Now these are dangerous situations. So the halacha is that he'd be allowed to say, if he says the wrong lashon, again, says Rashi, even though he not the wrong lashon, he didn't say the complete lashon, he just said kisu, didn't say tenu, that would be enough for the other people that hear it to go and write the get. Reb Shimon Shazuri Oimer Afa Masukan. He was adding on even another case, and that's someone who's sick, right? He's not leaving, he's not running away now to the midbar, he's not catching a boat, he's just a sick person. He also, we'd allow him to get away with not a full expression of kisu tenu, you're allowed to write to get either way. Says the Gemara, Gneva yaitze b'kol rava. Gneva was on his way out. He was in the chains, and kihava kanafik. When they took him out to actually kill him, right? Originally he was in his chains, and they brought him out to kill him. So he says, Amar havu arba me'azuzi l'Rabbi Avina mechamra dinar panim. He says, give 400 zuzi to Rabbi Avina from the wine that's by nar panim, by the nar, the river panim. So Amr Reb Zera, Dara Rebbe Avina Lesilte Va'ozu Lagabe D'Ravuna Rabbe. So this was an expression. Reb Zera was saying it's kedai for Rebbe Avina to load up his bag with food, his sal silte, his sal, his right, his sack, his basket, or his basket. Thank you. But let him go to Rebbe Avina. In other words, it's kedai him to make the trip, pack up all his racha, pack up his bags, all his food that he needs for this long trip, and he should go visit Rebbe Avina, his Rebbe, who will help him out. In other words, it's kedai to go all the way to Ravuna's house because he will pass it for him, he will pass it in his favor. Why? The Amar Ravuna, Ravuna's psak was gito ke matanoso, that the get has the same din as a matana. Ma matanoso im amar choizer av gito im amar choizer. So Ravuna said it one. Ravuna said that the get has the same din as the matana. So just like by a matana, the halacha is that if someone gave over as a matana, certain things when he was going out to be killed. So it's just not even that extreme. That's gonna be blown up back here. But the din of a matana is that someone who was in a difficult situation, so he was dying and he gave over his stuff. So the halacha is if he was amad, if he ends up, let's say he was sick and then he gets better, so the halacha is that the stuff goes back to him, right? In other words, the assumption is they only gave away his possessions based on the fact that he was gonna die. So if it turns out that he has a miraculous recovery, so then he ends up keeping his stuff and it doesn't go to the Makabah. So that was Rav Huna's statement, that Ma Matnasa, Ma Merchayzer, so too, the same thing would apply by a get in Ma Merchayzer. Now that's not no get to our situation, we're trying to bring the opposite situation. But that was what Rav Huna had said. The Gemara then continues, Uma Gito, and you see from Rashi, the first one bothered why Rashi assumed this was already not Rav Huna speaking. But the Gemara now is adding on, according to Rashi, it could be because of the change of the Lashon, Uma Gito. Originally the Gemara just said Gito Kimatno. So now the Gemara says Uma Gito. So it sounds like the Gemara is adding on to Rav Huna's statement. Again, Rav Huna said that the din of a get has the same halacha as the matana. Now we're adding on the other way. Uma Gito Afagav Delo Parish came in the Omer Kisu Afagav Delo Martinu Af Matnoso came the Omer Tinu Afagav Delo Konamine. So now we're adding on, and Rav Zera is inferring from the sheet of Rav Huna, that just like Rav Huna, that the same thing would go the other way, that just like by a get, the Mishnah says, that if you didn't say the exact precise Lashon, you just said Kisu, it's enough,
and we allow the get to go through. The same thing would be true by a matana. If you didn't say the full lashon, what would be the full lashon by a matana? Not stam tnu, you'd have to make a kinyan. Kanamine. If you didn't say kanamine, it's enough. So again, Rav Huna compared a get to a matana. And Rav Zeir is saying, based on that, we should also compare a matana to a get. And if you compare a matana to a get, it'll come out from our Mishnah, which says you can allow the get to go through without the full precise lashon. The same thing would be true by a matana. So that was Rav Zeir's taina, that Rav Avina, it's kedai for him to go and paskin like his Rebbe Rav Huna. So that was his psak. So the Gemara attacks Maskel Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba attacked this psak. He says, you're really going to compare the two? How could you compare get and a matana? A matana exists la'achar misa. So you're going to say the same thing that we say matanoso kegito, the same thing, and you're going to say a get also works la'achar misa? Obviously, that's not true. A get doesn't work la'achar misa. Now, the question is, I was discussing with my chavrusa today, Aaron Open, Shlita. Who is this question? Is this a question on Rav Huna, or is it a question on Rav Zeira? Right? So what's the Gemara's time? The Gemara's time is that you see a get doesn't work the same way as a matana. Now, that l'chaira, in other words, a get is not, can't be as strong as a matana. Matana could work. If you're giving this instructions even for l'achar misa, get can't work l'achar misa. The get has no shaychus l'achar misa. So that would seem to be a taina directly on Rav Huna. Right? Again, all Rav Zeira did was taking Rav Huna's statement. Rav Huna's statement was gito kimatnoso, that we treat the get like a matana in terms of being chayzer. Just like by matana, if a person gives away his matana, he could be chayzer if a sick person gives away as a matana, and then he ends up getting better, he's allowed, it goes back. And saying this true by a get. So then Rav Zeira added on the other way around also. We'll learn now matana from get. This taina is not only a taina on Rav Zeira, this seems to be a taina on Rav Huna's etzem din. It wasn't clear to me. I started looking around the room. It wasn't clear to me exactly. It could be some attack on Akash on Rav Huna. We'll see in a minute when the Gemara revises it, it's going to be an attack on Rav Zeira, at least according to Rashi. But right now, we'll just leave it open. The Gemara is basically saying Rav Zeira, this whole psak, let's leave it open like this. Rav Zeira made a psak that based on the din of Rav Huna, the halacha is we compare get and matana. So just like by get in our Mishnah, it works without the precise lashon, the same thing would be true by a matana. The Gemara is attacking that. Rabbi Abba is saying you can't compare get to matana. Get is a whole different ballgame.
So this interesting is a kasha on Rav Huna, or Rav Zeira.
That's what I'm saying. I'm leaving that a little bit open. It seems like it's a kasha directly on Rav Huna. That's what it seems like.
Okay, he could have brought it in, but he doesn't hold it. I guess he could have brought Rav Huna.
No, I don't mean to say not Rav Zeira. I just mean to say, is it only on Rav Zeira's? Like, is it only on Rav Zeira? It's for sure on Rav Zeira as well. No, that's for sure. It's for sure a kasha on Rav Zeira as well. What I mean to say is, are we attacking only Rav Zeira's Hosafa, like Rav Zeira's connection here, his sushtel of Rav Huna's din to our case, or we are just attacking Rav Huna straight up? This taina seems to be a kasha on Rav Huna.
That's what I'm saying. It's for sure not only on Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira wouldn't bring this, wouldn't send it to Rav Huna if he didn't know Rav Huna held of this.
Because what I mean to say is that's Rav Zeira's tzuleg, as they say. He added that on.
Maybe
Rav Huna doesn't hold that. You can't.
Why is he sending the guy to Rav Huna?
He holds that Rav Huna would say that, but we might argue on his sushtel, right? He's adding on to Rav Huna that it would come out like this. So maybe he would argue on that. But I'm just saying, anyway, the kasha, b'kitzur, the kasha is on the psak. To connect the matana to get is not so partial. So the Gemara said that was the Gemara. That was Rav Abba's taina. So now the Gemara attacks the attack. The Gemara is going to attack Rav Abba's kasha. In fact, the Gemara hachi hashta. How could you compare? In other words, how could you ask a kasha like that? You're telling me that you can't compare matana to get because get does work l'achar misa. In fact, the Gemara, bishlam matana isa l'achar misa, ela get l'achar misa mi'ika. The Gemara is saying, a get doesn't exist l'achar misa. So it's not a kasha. If you're finding that there's a different din that applies to a get l'achar misa than applies to a matana, that's not a kasha on the tzushtel. That's not a kasha on the comparison between get and matana, because there is no such get la'achar misa. When would it be kasha? You say, listen, the get applies, we have a get that exists, and we have a matana that exists, and they have different dinim. That would be a kasha. You see that they're not the same. Here you're not saying they have different dinim. You're just, there's a situation where there is no get. There is no such thing. Get was never established for la'achar misa. So obviously it doesn't apply over there. Wherever it does apply, though, it will be connected to a matana. So the din of Rav Huna is good. Matana has, wherever get applies and matana apply, they have the same dinim.
Seder, get happens not to apply lachar misa. That's not a kasha on the tzushtel. That's just saying get doesn't exist over there. So we have to revise the whole question. El Rabbi Abba Hachik Kashli. Rabbi Abba, this is what he was asking. Matna shchiv meira b'miksasi. This case that Rabbi Zeira was paskening on was a case of a matna shchiv meira b'miksas. Meaning, Gneva wasn't giving all his money, giving all of his possessions over. When he says, I'm giving to Rabbi Vina 400, he's giving a specific amount. So that's already a different type of a shchiv meira. Normally a shchiv meira, the idea is that he's about to die, so he just gives away everything. He's about to die, right? Okay, he's get it all. So there, we assume that if he wants to give it away, we also assume that he only wants to give it away assuming that he dies. So that's why we have all the dinim. Even if he didn't say the exact lashonos, it's okay, because he clearly wants to give it away. And mitzad sheni, im omad chayzer, if he gets better, it'll come back. But over here, he already did the mitzvah. He's giving some of it away, and some of it he's keeping. So what does that show? Obviously, that shows that he's not so convinced that he's going to die, and he's so nervous and taken over by the situation. That's not the case. He sees what he's doing. He's like, I want to keep this. I want to put it over here. He has a cheshbon what he's doing. So once he has a cheshbon what he's doing, we don't have the lashon like Rashi says of agav pachtei tarid, that because of his fear, he was all preoccupied, wasn't able to think properly. So the Gemara says. So that was Rabbi Abba's Taina. Now, if this is the kash of Rabbi Abba, this for sure is a kash on Rabbi Zeira. Yeah, this has nothing to do with Rav Huna anymore. That's what we're pointing out. When the Gemara revises the Taina of Rabbi Abba, now, and Rashi says, this is for sure a kash on Rabbi Zeira. Rashi Ramas El Rabbi Abba. Right? So Rashi says, Lav Hachi Askef El Hakashali Adi Rabbi Zeira. Now, it sounds a little bit from Rashi, like the kasha was on Rabbi Zeira the whole time, but now we're just revising what the kasha was. On the other hand, maybe it can be Rabbi Rashi the other way. No, here is the kasha on Rabbi Zeira. He never mentioned up to now the kasha was on Rabbi Zeira. Okay, I don't want to get too bogged down in this. I just want to say it like this. At this point in the Gemara, it's clear that Rabbi Abba's attack was directly in Rabbi Zeira. Nothing to do with Rav Huna. It's nothing to do with Rav Huna's time. How could you pass in Rabbi Zeira that here is the case of the of b'miktsas? How could you tie it that it happened to tie it into the shchiv meira? Here it's b'miktsas. Okay, again, even though Rav Zeira was basing himself on Rav Huna, but here the taina is on Rav Zeira that he's comparing the case of a shchiv meira, which is normally all of the nechasim, to a shchiv meira b'miktsas. So that was the kasha. So the Gemara asks. So back to this thing, right? So Rabbi Abba Hachik Ashli, Mata Shchiv Mirah B'Miktsas, Mata Shchiv B'Miktsas, B'Ikinim. So the Gemara says, okay, if that was Rabbi Abba's Kasha, so then Michlal, the Rav Huna Sarva, Lo B'Ikinim. So you're going to tell me that the Rav Huna argued on that? You're going to tell me now that he argues on this Taina? In other words, the Rabbi Abba, now here the Gemara seems to be bringing it back, right, on Rav Huna. Yeah, here the Gemara is going back and forth. Like again, Rabbi Zeira was the one, Rashi just said, the kash was really in Rabbi Zeira. Here the Gemara is now assuming that Rabbi Zeira was saying it in Rabbi Huna, so it could be a kash in Rabbi Huna also. It means if Rabbi Zeira was quoting the name of Rabbi Huna, so that means he understood from Rabbi Huna that the Maktana, that Amad HaShchiv Meira B'Miktsas does not need a kinyan. How could that be? But Kaim Lunda being the by a kinyan. We know that that's Pasha. The halacha is that a matana, that a matna shchiv meira b'miktsas does require a kinyan. The whole din of matna shchiv meira, that you don't need to do a special kinyan, just go based on whatever he says, that's only true when he's giving everything away. Because then again, because he's so scared, he's not thinking clearly and he just gives it away. Does it b'miktsas? It's a different story. So what's pshat? How could that be the machlekes? They're like, that's too good of a kasha. So the Gemara answers, no. Shani acha de mitzave machmas misa. Who? Did everyone read that Gemara, that Udashan, right? Mitzave. Here we're talking about a case, not a mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah machmas mitzvah. So Rav Huna also agrees fundamentally that the shchiv meira, if it's done b'miktsas, there you need a kinyan. But here we're talking about it, not only, it's not a regular matna shchiv meira. Here, when a guy is clearly dying, and as he's dying, he gives over this command that's called mitzvah machmas mitzvah. So the halacha is you have to honor what he says. So that's a good answer now for Rav Zeira and Rav Huna. The Gemara says, "Mechal de Rabbi Abba Savar Mitzave Machmas Misa by a Kinyan." So now it's Rabbi Abba. We're going like 180s every time, right? First, we're asking Rabbi Abba has a very good kasha. Man de Shchiv Meira B'Miktsas needs a Kinyan. So what's Rav Huna going to hold? No, Rav Huna says it's a new thing. Mitzave Machmas Misa. Okay, mitzvah machas misa, everybody holds there that you do have to listen to the mitzvah. So what's Rabbi Abba holding? The Gemara says, right, how could that be? We need a kinyan. It doesn't need a kinyan. So how could Rabbi Abba argue and say you need a kinyan? El Rabbi Abba, chikokashele, Rasha, Rabbi had a different svar b'chlal. Chamra, lo ka'omar. Demei chamra, lo ka'omar. Mei chamra ka'omar. Rabbi Abba had a problem with the exact lashon that Geneva said. What did Geneva say? He said, I want to give 400 zuz to Rabbi Avina from wine. Now, he's not saying, as the Gemara says, he's not saying give him wine. Right? If he would have said, I give him wine worth $400, that means give him wine. He didn't say, that would be chamra, give him chamra. If you say give him the value of chamra, it would be give him demei chamra. Here, what are you saying? Give him 400 zuz from the chamra. Now, as far as I know, you cannot turn wine into money. Wine, you can't, you know.
Isn't that what Jesus did?
You know, maybe. Again, that's why we're learning the Old Testament stuff now. So, but you can't turn wine into money. So Memela, what he said is nothing. He didn't say wine, and he didn't say money. So therefore, he said nothing, and it doesn't work. So that means fundamentally, he agrees of Adam. Rabbi Abba agrees that Mitzav Machmas Mitzah, Avadi, you listen to the guy. Mitzav Machmas Mitzah, listen to what he says. But here he didn't say anything. He said, what did he say? He said something which made no sense. So that's his time. So the Idach, so what does Rabbi Zera hold? Idach Mechamra Kedei Liyapos Es Kocho. Mechamra wasn't, he didn't mean you have to pay him, turn wine into money. What he meant to say was like this. I want to give him a Yipikoch, that no matter what happens, the person is always going to be able to collect from the Yorsha. So if he would have just said, let's take a look at Rashi. He didn't say specifically money, he didn't say specifically wine. And the whole point of this was Liyapos is kocho. This way, Shela Kola Yain Shalo Achrayas. This way, all of the wine will be an Achrayas to his money. She'im Amar Tnulo Yain. If Gneva would have just told him, take wine, so then what would happen if a bunch of the wine that the Yorshim had turned into vinegar, if it's spoiled? So they would say, oh yeah, your wine was from these barrels and turned into vinegar, take that. And if he would have said, take money, and they took wine and they sold it and turned it into money, and they lost the money, they're like, oh yeah, we had the money, but we lost it. Now he's protecting Rabbi Avinah on both ends. He has the ability to take from all the wine. The wine is all meshubit, and he also has the money. He has the ability to take the money. So the Gemara says, Shalcham itam, Micham rakit eliyapos kocho. The Taka sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, the Taka, that's the halacha, that when you say a lashon mechamra, it doesn't mean that it's nothing. It doesn't mean, well, you're in limbo, you're in no man's land, you're between money and yain if you get nothing. No, fakert, that means a yipikoyach, that you can collect from both the money and the wine. Yeah. Okay, so Toys has an interesting kasher at the end of the sugya, in the Bermasa Kutel Yapos Kocho, Toys is A.S. in the middle of that Toys is, in time of Ravuna, ma hutzer klashmi enu, came into Omer Tnu, va'afal gav, the lokonim minei hapshit, the man that shchiv meira, bakula, o mitzav mekos misa, the lo bin in kinyin. Right, at the end of the day, it's just an interesting thing, right? The Gemara starts off, it seems like there's like some fundamental machlekes here in the toikef of a matana as opposed to get, seems to be like some fundamental question in terms of how the kinyanim are working. So then we understand, okay, there's a machlekes, Ravuna holds that we do treat the matana like a get, and therefore even though we didn't say the right lashon, we can count it even though we didn't have the kinyan. It's some like some fundamental machlekes and how to understand it. At the end of the day, everybody agrees to all basic dinim over here. Everybody agrees that a matna shchiv meira, if it's bekulo, if he's giving everything away, we honor it because he was confused based on what was going on, so he didn't have to say the exact lashon. We'll honor it anyway. If it's a matna shchiv meira b'miktzas, so then you need a kinyan. And if it's mitzav machas misa, we'll also honor that. Everybody agrees on those dinim, and that's really all Rav Huna was saying. So Bishlamel, we understand now, Rabbi Zera was be'etzem bothered by a technical problem here in this case. Gneva said a bad lashon. He said 400 becham. So that the whole issue was revolving around this mistake in the lashon, according to Rabbi Abba. And right, and Rabbi Zera says no, it wasn't a mistake. Everything was good. But Rav Huna, what was Rav Huna being mechadish? Rabbi Zera was basing his din on Rav Huna. Rav Huna was saying all the basic dinim. He wasn't saying any chidushim. Bishamul Reb Zeira has a chidush because he's arguing. He's saying, you know what? The case of Gneva, I hold, it's liapus as koichel. So that's the chidush of Reb Zeira. But what do you see from Reb? What's Reb Huna doing when he's telling us that the din is gito kibat naso? That's Taisus already. Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayit. Mishnah Mushloch Levor. Someone who was thrown into a pit, and he's about, sounds like he's going to die. So he says, he screams out, whoever hears this guy's voice, meaning whoever hears his voice, should write a get and give it, write a get to his wife. So the halacha is, again, that the person who hears can write and give the get. Now here, we have two problems. Number one, he didn't say the lashon of tnu. He just said yichtov, which would be okay, because we already know this guy is dying, right? That definitely fits the bill of the last Mishnah. But the added problem over here is that we have no idea who this guy is. So let's just qualify that a little bit. Rashi says it can't be mamash that you have no idea who it is, because then you really have no idea who it is. What are you going to write? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Upire Shmo V'Shem Yiro. So the guy says, listen, this is my name, there's where I'm from. So now we know who the guy is, as long as we trust him. If we trust that this person is telling the truth, This is really the person who is claiming to be who he is, so then we can write the get. The Shaila, do we have the right to trust him? So it says the Gemara of Aleichah Shemeshedu, maybe he's from the Shin Dalits. Some of them not to say that. Okay, maybe he's from the demons, and therefore you can't write it. I'm reviewing Kisharelo de Musadam. You saw the Musadam. We couldn't see exactly what it was, but you saw the form of a person. So the Gemara says that's not a tiny, because in Unami, Idmuye, Idmu. The demons also know how to take the form of a person. So Gemara says the chazile bevoa, he saw the shadow. Right? Gemara inu nami is the bevoa. They also have a shadow, so it's not a right. Gemara says the chazile bevoa the bevoa. You saw the shadow of the shadow. And Aaron was trying to tell me that before. He was trying to show me that exactly what it is. Basically, at the time, Rashi writes. But it's not over here, but that there's a concept that I tried to actually walk with my son once. I'm trying to figure out, I don't know why, because he's not learning Gemara yet, but he knew about this before. When we were walking, when we had the shadow, he's trying to show it to me. And basically, when the sun hits at a certain angle, you can see sometimes more than one shadow. We'll check it out next time you guys are walking with the sun, right?
There?
What?
Teaching
science. No, Chassid Shalom, but they learn Gemara. Everything's with
them.
Yes, they. So apparently, so anyway, this double shadow, sometimes like a bigger shadow and then a smaller one. So that only exists by human beings, not by the demons. Okay? So if I think Gemara, how do you know? Vidilma inunami is, maybe they also have it. Amruchanino, limdani Yonasan bini, Yonasan my son taught me, No, it's a couple, they don't have this double shadow. They'll have one shadow, they won't have, so they'll have this one basic shadow, but they'd have a smaller one and a big one that they're not going to have. So, very thing more of a Dilma Tsarehi. So, maybe it's this woman's co wife, right? And as we know from Mishnayos and Yevamos and other places, that they don't really like each other. Co wives are not very happy with each other. So, maybe she's Dafka. So, let's say Reuven is married to Rachel and Leah. Leah has a good bitch. She's like, you know what? I'm going to go hide in the boar. I'm going to say that the Reuven died. Rachel's going to go get remarried to someone else, and then she'll be ushered to come back to the first husband. I'll have him by myself. So Gemara's maybe is it so? The Gemara's telling Rabbi Shmuel b'shas ha'sakana kaisin v'noisin half of ishin makirin. Yeah, in a chanami, it's potentially possible. B'shas ha'sakana, we allow the get to be written, even though we don't know exactly who it was. Again, Rashi emphasizes again in zeo shapir Shmuel. It's got to be the guy that spoke out his name. We just don't know for sure if he's matching, if it's really the guy, but we have to hear at least that he said this is who he is. And he wants to write again. Zak the Gemara Vaidir in the next Mishnah. Habarish Amar Kisu Gedla Ishti. If a bari, up until now we're talking about someone who was in some type of pressing situation. He's going layam, he's sick. We spoke about a Shchid Meirah. Now we have a regular healthy person goes and he says, not the precise lashon, he says, write a get for my wife. So what does the Mishnah say here? Rotz alasachik, but all he wanted to do was just to mess around with her. In other words, to cause her tsar, you know, just it's not really a get. He says the wrong lashon. He's supposed to say kisu tnu. He only said kisu. The Mishnah then brings a maisa. Maisa bebari echad sha'amar kisu get l'ishti. There was a maisa with a healthy person who said this imprecise lashon, kisu get l'ishti. V'al yalei roish hagag, and he went up to the roof, v'nafal v'meis, and he fell. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, im me'atz v'nafal, if he committed suicide, he jumped off, hari is a get. Then itaka is a get, because it's clear, as Rashi says, Rashi adds in, what we're going to see in the Gemara later on, mochiach soifa al tchilas. We see from the end of the story that that's what he was trying to do the whole time. In a Chanami, when he said lechatchila, he was a healthy guy, he says, kiss v'get lishti, there it's not clear that he really wants to write the get. Maybe just trying to mess around with her and get her all excited that he's writing the get. And he says, no, he didn't say the right lashon of tenu. But if we see that he says kiss, and then right away goes up to the gag and jumps off, so that's an indication that really he was planning on doing that the whole time and he wanted to divorce her. However, in a ruach dachsoi eno get. But if the wind pushed him off, in other words, he was knocked over by the wind, he didn't really plan on jumping, so then it's not a get, because at the time he said kiss, so he didn't really mean it. And then he died unexpected. So the Gemara Maisa listor, in fact the Gemara, you have a Maisa that's being Saiser, the Mishnah, I'm reading it with that nigga, really it should be Maisa listor, right? But in other words, the Mishnah is asking, the Gemara is asking Akasha, that the Maisa being quoted in the Mishnah is not a support to the din of the Mishnah, it's actually an attack on it, it's a stira. It's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, you have to really add into the Mishnah that the Mishnah continues. After the first din of the Mishnah that says, you have to add into the Mishnah the following words. But if the end of the story proves about the beginning that he really did intend to give a get, I raise a get, then the get will be good. And then the Mishnah brings the Maisa, that there was actually a Maisa, raise a get. Which is exactly a support to both dinim of the Mishnah. Okay, now just to explain, Joel was asking about this before, the Maisa Listor, you might say, it's not really a Maisa Listor, because what does the story say in the Mishnah? The story brings both options. It says, well, if he fell by himself, it's a get. If the Ruach pushed him off, it's not a get. So the second part of the Mishnah does support the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah is the end of the story, the way the Mishnah finishes off, supports that. So Rashi explains the Maisa Listor, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Reisha Tana Lo Omer Klum. In the Reisha we say Lo Omer Klum, meaning regardless of what happened, the halacha is that the get is not chal. That was the din of the Reisha. And then you give a chiluk. That itself is the Maisa Listor. Why is it in the din, when the din is being expressed in the Mishnah, it's said unequivocally, without any distinctions, and then you have a Maisa that says, well, it's Tali on these different factors. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara's Teres with the Mechzuri Mechzuri. Who gav it al obey Ganishta? A guy comes into Shul, Ashkech Makri Yenuka Ubrei Diyasvi V'yasev Inesh Achrina Gavayu. He found a teacher of the children, and the teacher's son, and another guy all sitting together. So Amalu, he said to the group of three people, two out of you three, I want you to write a get for my wife. L'soif, shach of Makri Yenuka. Afterwards, before the get was able to be written, the Makri Yenuka died. So Gemara now is a shayla, mashvi inish, inshi, bra, shlicha b'mokam abo. Olo, is it normal for a person to appoint a son to be a shliach for him while the son is in the presence of his father? Like our case, a guy walks over to a father and a son, and he says, be a shliach. Is it normal to appoint the son right in front of the father, or not? If it's not normal, so then our assumption is that even though he said two out of the three, what he really meant to say was, dafka the father, and that other guy, not the son. If it is normal, so then he meant any two of the three. So the Gemara says, if nachon amar taka lo mashu inshi, brosh shliach b'mokam abba, a person won't do that. It's not a normal thing to do. And therefore, we're stuck over here. The son can't be involved in writing this get. Rav Papi Amar Mashi Inshi Brosh Shlichat Makom Abba. Gemara says Amar Rav. They add it on the side. Vehilchasa the halacha is Mashi Inshi Brosh Shlichat Makom Abba. In fact, a person could do it, and it will be chal, and it's not a problem.